Hi, listening friends. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 1st, 2014. Happy Labor Day. You're going to hear some great timely music and scripture that deals with the theme of labor and working for the Lord. So please stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes. But how do I ever recap what happened last night at our Great News Radio Night of Acoustic Worship in Support of Israel? Let me just say, wow. When I get Jason in the studio on Wednesday, we'll give you a whole full recap on all that God did to exceed our expectations. Great turnout. Over $6,000 have been raised, and it was a glorious gathering. Well, as promised, I grabbed a handful of Voice Listener Radio surveys from all the entries that we received last night. I'm going to quickly read their names, and we'll pick out some ministry resources and send them off in the next few days. The winners include Donna Wacker from Tuscola, Michelle, and I can't make it out, it looks like a UWN or something from Champaign. Expect a gift in the mail. Blanche Winchen from Mahomet. Mary Kearns from Fisher. Nancy Gill from Champaign. Rick Sanders from Mahomet. Don Ramsey from Mahomet. D. Block from Allerton. Bev Lane from Paxton. Tina Huang from Savoy. Arnie Carlson from Newman, and Patricia Burns, she didn't say the town, but it's 61953. Congratulations, and thanks for filling out Voice Listener Radio surveys. On this Labor Day, I looked up some scriptures that had work or labor in it, and then I found some songs that I felt fit really well with the theme or the intent, to some degree, what the scripture conveys. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Here's Steve Ragsdale, "All Your Works Are Wonderful."
All your works are wonderful. Are wise in all your ways. We have seen your perfect plan and your power on display. All your works are wonderful. Still, creation pales in the light of Calvary.
God's works are wonderful, as are you, created in His image. And as much as we enjoy laboring 6 days a week, God has made that seventh day a Sabbath. Exodus 20, 8 and 9. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God is Working. Yep, God is working to draw you close to Himself. Reading from 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 10. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God who is the Savior of all men and especially of those who believe. And here's verse 27 of John chapter 6. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him, God the Father has placed His seal of approval. Here's Steve Green, He Who Began a Good Work.
He who began a good work in you began a good work in you, will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night. finds his pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
Listening friend, thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day, and hopefully as you draw near to God today, He who began a good work in you will continue to bring it to completion. Allow Him to draw close to you as you draw close to Him. Here's one of my favorite verses, and I have a fun song that'll follow. It's out of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Here's Dennis Bowling, Workers Are Few. A great message and a heartfelt song.
Growing up on the farm, I was always slow to rise. Mama'd holler, get up, boy, wipe the sleep from your eyes. Come on, get ready, and hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, there's work to be done. Working the fields gave Daddy an opportunity. I always had lots of questions. He always had time to explain. He taught me to work hard to make the most of my time. He said there's time to plant, time to reap, and a time to die. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. It stops for no one. Get a move on, boy. This ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. You see, planting a field, son, is like sowing into someone's heart. Work the ground and plant the seed. We have to do our part. When you're sowing, you introduce someone to Christ. The son, we can't make it grow. The father brings that seed to life. Come on, get ready. Hurry up, son. It stops for no one. Get a move on, boy. This ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready. Hurry up, son. that long ago the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field and there's work to be done.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Here's the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, Working with Joy. Was there some tapping and hand clapping to that song? I just love it. That was the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. I'm going to close out with this reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, with a fun, upbeat song. And yet after you hear this Revelation passage, you'll see how truthful and powerful the words of Revelation are captured in the song by the cathedrals. Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." Here's the cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over.
My trials so hard will soon be over. I'll cross on over to the Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, I'll wear the day of crown and glory. I'll shout and tell a happy story. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Lord, I'm tired.
My trials will soon be over, and
tired.
My trials will soon be over, and soon my Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll
fly. Hard trials soon be over, and hard trials soon be over, and I shall wear a crown. The road I walk is often rugged, the load I bear is often heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon high ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me. I'll shout and say goodbye to trouble. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired.
Hard trials will soon be over. Soon be over, and soon the Lord is gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Our trials will soon be over.
In the sky.
Our trials will soon be over, and our trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Our trials will soon be over.
That was The Cathedral's Hard Times Will Soon Be Over. I don't know what your situation or circumstance is today. You might be in dire straits, overwhelmed, taxed, ready to actually give up. Don't do it, my friend. God loves you. God will see you through. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. He loves you. I'm so glad you got to tune in today to hear those very words, because God really does care. And on this Labor Day, hopefully you can rest or relax or spend good quality time with friends and family members, spend some time in His Word, praise Him and pray to Him, seek Him with all your heart, because He will be found. Thanks for listening for the special Labor Day edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, you're in for a real treat. So be sure to tune in, whether it's at 7:32 a.m. or p.m. Central Time, for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.